This is Arts Eclectic, spotlighting arts in Austin. I'm Michael Lee.
There's gunfights, there's a love interest, there's a shootout, so it had all these just very classic Western tropes.
For his latest excursion into live film scoring, Justin Sherburne is presenting the 1916 silent film Western The Return of Draw Egan, featuring Sherburne's band Montopolis playing the music of Ennio Morricone, and all new title cards written by Chad Nichols and Elizabeth Jackson that turned the film into a comedy. Nichols and Sherburne.
It just originated with me wanting to do a Western, and also originated with my love for Ennio Morricone.
Yeah, I think it exactly was you wanted to play some Ennio Morricone, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And it was just looking for that opportunity. And I wanted to do the silent film score thing again, but I wanted to do something more with it. And I just thought it would be a really fun idea to kind of do a Mystery Science Theater treatment of a silent movie. For this adaptation, I've drawn from his crime thriller soundtracks, from, you know, these crazy 70s movies he did, a variety of different music.
Justin basically said, you know, we want to take this Western and make it funny. And I said, so, you know, awesome. How? And he said, yeah. Go for it.
I'm not a comedy writer. Actually, I tried a little bit. I sat down and tried, and I was like, you know, this is not what I do. Everything I had on the page was dumb.
We should say that many of the things on the page are still dumb, but hopefully funny.
The Return of Draw Egan, the live score by Montopolis, was screened twice at the North Door, March 1st and March 8th at 6 p.m. For more details, visit our website, kut.org. For Arts Eclectic on KUT, I'm Michael Lee.